KUTX 98.9 live in Studio 1A. This is Jody Denberg with a friend or two or three or four. I haven't even had a beer and you guys really look good. KUTX After Hours brought to you by Odell Brewing Company. Thanks to them. Thanks to Cliff Hargrove, our engineer tonight. And thanks to the band that's about to perform for us. You know, people talk about Austin music, but this is one of the most successful bands that Austin has ever produced. I mean, there's not a lot of Austin bands with number one songs and platinum records, but these guys, they have those things. And now they have a new album that's coming out next month, Step Into Light, but there's a release show Thursday. We'll figure out the math on that in a minute. But right now we're going to hear a live song from the forthcoming Step Into Light on KUTX. Please welcome Fastball.
Thought I could make the world explode. Thought I could make the ocean spin. I wasn't thinking right, and now I know how I got it wrong. I take it all back, but they tell me that you can't go back in time. Back in time, climbing up a tree to make it to the moon. Staring at the sun, waste another day. Share it with a friend, together on a cloud. Just another dream. Trapped in my hotel room, I could not get my suitcase packed. I was late for the shuttle downstairs to take me to you, but my shirts came to life and I cried. I was a naked man, there were no numerals on the door. I was lost in the fog, all of a sudden I was taken to another world. Another world. Climbing up a tree to make it to the moon. Staring at the sun, waste another day. Share it with a friend, together on a cloud. Just another dream. Temporarily blinded, I tried following the sound of your voice. Carpeted hallway collapsed and I woke up to see your face. See your face, sleeping through the night. You never make a sound. I wonder who you are. I wonder where you go. I don't mean to pry. I know I shouldn't care. It's just another dream. Well, we're climbing up a tree, make it to the moon. Staring at the sun, waste another day. Share it with a friend, together on a cloud. Just another dream. Climbing up a tree, to make it to the moon. Staring at the sun, waste another day. Share it with a friend, together on a cloud. Just another dream, yeah. Just another dream, just another dream. Just another dream, just another dream. Just another dream, just another dream.
Fastball, and that's new on KUTX, Just Another Dream from the forthcoming album Step Into Light. And Fastball plays Thursday night at the Saxon. That show's going to be live streamed, and we're happy to have them here. Tony Scalzo on the lead vocals on that song, and rhythm guitar. Joey Sheffield, the powerhouse back there on the drums. Miles Zuniga on lead guitar on that song. And on bass, Mr. Bobby Daniel. Good to see you, Bobby. Thanks, y'all. So, seems a little funky that you're playing a release show on Thursday, but the record's not out for another month.
Ask our manager. I don't know what's going on.
It's maybe for the hometown crew.
We get it first.
Yes, absolutely.
Like definitely.
We're also, for like, we did this pledge drive, you know, to get the money to sort of help make the record, put it out. All those people who pledged, they're getting their downloads tomorrow night, too.
Oh, so it is released to them.
To them, yeah. And then to the rest of the world, it's the
May
19th. Yeah. And the reason we couldn't do a release show here because we're going to be on the road. Starting, like, next Monday, we're going to be gone for 2 months.
You're on the road with Everclear and Vertical Horizon.
Correct.
So when you're playing those package shows, when there's three bands, kind of equal weight, is it cool because it's not all on your shoulders, or is it a drag because you don't get to play as long as you would on your own show?
You get to bring your A game. It's like 45 minutes. You just kill it. Then you go party.
I like that. Miles liked it too.
I do, yeah.
The band's been together for more than 20 years, and the core three of you have been fastball. I mean, there's been no other people except
for...
Yeah,
we're an anomaly in the rock world.
And 20 years plus, that's a long time. There's been periods of downtime, but really, fastball's been a band that whole period?
Yeah.
Even though you go away for a little while, you're doing the Renfro thing, Miles does a solo record.
Oh, we pledge, yeah.
I think that's the secret.
Miles plays every week. Renfro played every week for 3 years. I think he's been playing every week for
with the resentments.
Yeah, it's
eight
good.
Or 9 years.
We
right?
do all kinds of other stuff, and we do take really long breaks. So I think that's the key to our longevity is we're not doing 200 dates a year every year, you know.
And to not killing each other.
Yeah.
Over time.
Absolutely.
I always wondered how it worked when you had two people who are strong songwriters in the same band, the diplomacy of that, when you're making, let's say, making Step Into Light. What's the mindset when you go in to make the record in terms of, I've got all these songs, you've got all these songs, some of them you do together? Mm-hmm. How does that play out?
We've always just been, made the best song win, you know? That's been pretty much the operating procedure. If he comes in with a great song, I don't care what, even when I was younger and much more self-centered, a great song wins, man. I want to play that song. If it blows me away, I don't care how many songs I've got. I want to hear that song, you know, whatever it is. So.
Wow, very cool. Fastball, that's who we're talking to. Step Into Light comes out to the world May 19th, and it's the band's sixth album, first since 2009. And, you know, Tony...
I told you we took long break.
Yeah. But we did party in between,
yes.
And that was the fun part. And in between, Tony, the song Out of My Head, a couple of artists that I'm not personally familiar with, Machine Gun Kelly and one of the folks from Fifth Harmony, they kind of wove part of Out of My Head into their hit song.
That's a recent development. I mean, that's really within the last few months. Found out about it from, we have a great publishing agent who, he got a call from those artists, and he sent me the already recorded, already done track. He said, they're just waiting for you to okay it. I'll try to get, you know, a good cut, whatever, and all you have to do is okay it. I listened to it. I went, wow, sounds like a hit record. You know, I was like, okay. I didn't really know it would do what it did, but it totally took off, and it was on... It was number one on the pop charts for 3 solid weeks.
Wow.
And it's still up there around 48 right now. But we had a great little month of March when it was up there on the top. And I was just blown away. And my kids are freaking out. And all their friends are freaking out. And it's like 20 years later. And it's like, feels exactly the same way as I was, as I felt, you know, driving through Burbank and hearing it on K-Rock at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know?
Well, congratulations. And it's really cool. It wasn't a sample. It's kind of hard to describe.
Well, they just used the chorus.
Yeah.
And they just made another song out of it. I mean, it's totally current. It has, you know, the thing right now, which I'm getting rapid education in modern music, it's basically a singer, preferably a girl, and a hip-hop dude rapping. Duets. You know?
Long may
they
run.
That's how it works these days. So.
Long may they run. We're talking with Fastball. Step Into Light. By the way, I like the album title. It's very positive.
Yeah.
We can use that right now.
For yeah. Real? Well, we didn't know what was going to happen, but just personally, some of our record titles were always these negative things, like "All the Pain Money Can Buy," "The Harsh Light of Day," and I just started to. I think of songs. I really do is like affirmations, you know. And if you're singing it over and over, whatever you're singing about, it's almost like you're inviting it in. So I started to think, let's start writing positive songs, you know. And so Step Into Light was a song I wrote, and it ended up being the title track. And then Tony, I think, said it'd be a good album title. So.
And soon everyone will see the bunny rabbit on the cover.
Yes.
And that will make them smile as well. Uh-huh. Perfectly timed for this week.
For Easter, yeah. That's right.
Fastball, Thursday night at the Saxon, Step Into Light, out to the world May 19th. And we have another song from the album. You want to set it up for us, Miles?
Yes. This is a song called Love Comes in Waves. And this is a song where our bassist, Bobby Daniel, really earns his keep. Here we go.
She got Benetton power, yeah, she does a something to me. Kama Sutra superstar, now you know how good it can be. She said, maybe, baby, give me time. Love comes in waves, love comes in waves, love comes in waves. Love comes in waves, love comes in waves, love comes in waves. Yeah. Telepathic telephone, you break me down emotionally. I think I probably need therapy. Say, baby, baby, give me time. Love comes in waves, love comes in waves, love comes in waves. Love comes in waves, love comes in waves, love comes in waves. Love comes in waves. Crashing right over my head, love comes in waves.
Courtesy of Fastball from the forthcoming album, Step Into Light. It's out May 19th. You can see the band Thursday at the Saxon or live stream that show. Find out at thesaxonpub.com. And then these guys are off to play with Everclear and Vertical Horizon for a couple of months and probably about a year of coming into places like this and TV studios and the like. So have a good time with it. I wish you all the success in the world.
Thank you so much, Jody. Thanks for having us.
It's great to see y'all. Joey, thank you. Bobby Daniel, Tony and Miles. We're going to sign off the radio portion of our show, but these guys are going to do another song or two for our Concert Club members. So stick around, and then we'll post the whole thing at KUTX.org. You've been listening to Fastball on KUTX.